other thing, though, is happening this week. More and more coaching moves in the league, and I would call it a surprise almost based on the reporting that was trending towards the Raiders landing Ben Johnson. So then yesterday afternoon when it became reported, and I guess I don't know if it's officially now, but certainly every national reporter says Ben Johnson is going to be the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. This, to me, should have been their number one option in Chicago. We go all the way back to August. I thought that instead of keeping Matt Eberflus, they should have kept the decision forward to move on. Like, they already blew up a lot of the rest of the staff. They should have just gone ahead and moved forward all the way and kept with their decision to move on from some guys and brought in Ben Johnson a year ago. But ultimately, they get, to me, the right guy. And I'm not sitting here telling you that Ben Johnson's going to end up being a Hall of Fame head coach or something. I have no clue. But I know they have a great quarterback,
yeah,
talent-wise. I know they have Roma Dunze, talent-wise, pretty good option to have and build around it, you know. And you take a look at that offense for a play caller to work with. Their offensive line they'll probably work on in the draft. And then they go out, and it sounds like your favorite guy, you have to admit, as a defensive coordinator is fine. And Dennis Allen looks like he'll be their defensive coordinator.
I got nothing against as Dennis a Allen. Head coach versus coordinator is very different.
I love the hire. I think it just makes a ton of sense for what they need, given the weapons that they have and the quarterback they have.
So we've talked about this before. And what I told you is, like, I didn't think Ben Johnson was a idiot. I just didn't think it was going to be a good hire in Vegas because of all the things you were going to try to make work. And you were going to, I think, give him more control than he probably should have in the early going, where, like, it felt like he was also going to be picking his GM. And then you kind of run into these problems. In Chicago, I love the fit. This is the right kind of hire if you're not going to go stability hire. I would have never judged Chicago for finally looking themselves in the mirror and saying, my God, we need to be a functional NFL organization first and then figure out head coach, which is what, like, a guy like Mike McCarthy or others offer you when you're going for that. But if you're telling me right now you just spent the first overall pick on what people were claiming was a generational quarterback in the draft, and you want to get the biggest name in the offensive coordinator game, I'm not going to complain. The fit seems good. I actually think this is the way better choice for Ben Johnson than to go to the Raiders. Like, that would have been a mistake. He's got to get a better offensive line, but he's got a base of weapons to start with. He immediately hired he did the Chiefs model. I'm going to take a head coach and I'm going to put them in defensive coordinator and I'm going to let Dennis Allen worry about playing my defense. And you know why that's worked? Because it worked with Brian Flores this year. It worked with Spags. It's going to work with Dennis Allen. Getting the former head coach with Sala, getting the former head coach to be your DC, I love that fit. So this all together fits very well for Chicago, and good. If Ben Johnson is a genius and he's an ex Sean McVay, at least he's on the NFC side.
It totally makes sense. Doesn't always mean it'll work out, but it's absolutely the right hire for what they're doing. And they still have, you know, I'll give Ben Johnson credit on this. A lot of people were critical of, like, oh, he wants to have all this control. He's going to a place where the GM was already there.
Mm-hmm. And Ryan has been in place for a while.
Ryan Poles has been there. And you know, the ownership thing, we'll find out as time goes on, just like how much they get in the way. But I think it makes a lot of sense. If I'm a Lions fan, you know, it goes back to the, hey, he's staying in the division and all that. If you're Dan Campbell, I'm sure you would have preferred, if possible, he did not stay in your division. That's a little tough for you. You're going to have one of your coordinators that just left is now going to be one of your big rivals. Now,
that happens sometimes.
I would ask, though, if you're the Raiders, where the heck do you go from here? Because it looked like Tom Brady had this long Zoom call with Ben Johnson. I don't think so there. But, like, part of me is glad the Chiefs may have avoided, though, Ben Johnson. I'm not saying that the Raiders have a quarterback or GM. They don't. But if Ben Johnson is going to be as good as some people think he's going to be, I would rather that coach just not be in my division if I'm the Chiefs. So I think the Chiefs won out on this one, too. It's another break for them. Who are they going to get? Do they go to the stability hire? Do they
Pete
go
Carroll
and,
or
do they
McCarthy?
Go Pete Carroll? Todd Monken's name's been thrown out, which I would
Todd
like.
Monken?
I would
has
like.
He ever even been a head coach?
He has not. He's the coordinator for the Ravens.
He's like 80. You're going to hire an 80-year-old offensive coordinator to be your head coach?
56.
That's the most Raiders hire of all time.
He's 56.
You just try to double the man's age almost.
He's younger than Spags, but I would not like the hire if I'm the Raiders.
Spags has done it before.
I understand. I'm not saying they should hire Monk. I'm just telling you the names that are being thrown out there. I don't know. This is another good news for the AFC West that the Raiders couldn't even land what would have been a really, really nice hire, an impressive hire for them, and they couldn't get it done.
I'm trying to look up Spags' age. Do you know how old he is?
60-something.
I mean, we probably looked it up when his name was getting, and although their names have cooled off.
65.
He's a young 65. It feels spry.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Monken seems just like sad all the time. Maybe it's because of his poor postseason performances. Does he remember that they run the ball typically in Baltimore in the regular season and it's led to a tremendous amount of success offensively? Or he seems to forget that in the divisional round and in the AFC title game last year that running the ball is part of what got him there. Last year with Derrick Henry, or last year with not Derrick Henry, but just the entire run game. And this year with Lamar Jackson with zero designed runs. I mean, my guess is they're going to hire another person who's fired in 2 years. Official prediction.
Well, that's what happens with a lot of teams.
If I were Pete Carroll or Mike McCarthy, it's a death blow. Taking that job is ending my career. And I'm not doing that. If I'm Pete Carroll or Mike McCarthy, I'm not doing that. I'm not ending, like, at least, and I know the Saints are a mess too, but that ownership has traditionally given people some time. Hell, they gave Dennis Allen like 3 years.
Division's easier.
Easier. You can, you know, like, you make it work for a year with Derek Carr. So, like, you have some stability at quarterback, and then you try to go start finding your guy and making that work. Like, there's a balance there. Raiders, I don't even know where you start. You got two good players. You got an all-world tight end and an all-world defensive end, and the rest of the roster is very bad.
Yeah, the division's a big hurdle, no doubt. I mean, I think the cap mess in New Orleans, though, is a little bit of a problem if I were looking at that job. Now, I'll tell you, this was before Ben Johnson got hired. At one point, these are offshore odds on who the next head coach of the Raiders could be. He was the favorite. Ben Johnson was at plus 160. He's now the head coach in Chicago. So then you go down the odds chart. Here's what they were saying just 24 hours ago. Pete Carroll, plus 450. Brian Flores was 7.5 to 1. Cliff Kingsbury was 7.5 to 1. I think he's going to stay in D.C., but you never know.
I wouldn't take that Raiders job.
Bill Belichick, 10 to 1. McCarthy, 12 to 1. Dion, 12 to 1. And then Joe Brady, 14 to 1.
Like, if I'm Cliff, I'm doing the Ben Johnson route. My whole name is now shiny and bright and new, and he's still young. He's going to get the I'm a former head coach, so I know what I did wrong the last time energy that teams love hiring for. He'll get to pick. He'll be Ben Johnson next year. He'll be able to pick the best possible situation for himself just as long as Jaden Daniels doesn't implode next year, as long as he's a capable NFL quarterback. Cliff Kingsbury's job will be looking real good. Yeah, I'm not taking that Raiders.
I wonder if
maybe Jags. If I'm a big Trevor Lawrence.
That's what I was going to say.
Ben Johnson said it without saying it. He essentially told every single national reporter he didn't take even a Jags interview because of Balky.
Liam Cohen seems to be the favorite, perhaps, to land the Jags job. We'll see if that happens. He's the Bucs OC. But that's what happened in the coaching carousel yesterday. Props to the Bears, though. I do think they landed the right guy for what their organization is looking like offensively, with a young quarterback who did underachieve by the ridiculously high standard and benchmark that everybody set for Caleb Williams. And they got to get him right before they ruin him. And I think Ben Johnson at least can get him right. Look what he did with Jared Goff. Like, that's all I'll say. Like, I understand they need offensive line help, and it's not the same thing when you don't have Amon Ra and all these guys.
So he's going to have to do it with a different way.
But if we don't think watching Jared Goff play, the statue that is Jared Goff, who's been great under Ben Johnson, that we don't think Caleb Williams, with the athletic gifts that he has, that he can't make Caleb Williams look good. I don't know about, like, the team as a whole. I have no idea. Like, but from a, can the offense look legit and be a threat? Can Caleb Williams be the guy we thought he maybe could be? Ben Johnson gives them the best chance to perhaps make that happen.